नरसैवनरोत्तम देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरये वेदे रामायणे सैव प्राणी भारते तदा अद्योचन्ति च मध्ये च हरिः सर्वत्र गीयते मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं जगत्पातमं वन्दे श्रीगुरुदिनतारिणी परमानन्दमाधवं परमानन्दयी माधवो पदुमेळुति मकरन्द शिवदं तापत्रयनमुणन श्रीमद्भागवते महामुनिकृति प्रीरीश्वरो सद्यवृद्यवरुद्य तत्रकृतिभिः शुश्रूषुभिः तत्क्षणा निगमकल्पतरगलितं फलं शुकमुखादमृतद्रवसं पीबत भागवतं रसमालयं रहो रसिकाभुभिमापुः अनर्थोपशमं साक्षात् भक्तिजोगं अधोक्ष्यति लोकस्यादानतो विद्वं सक्री सात्तत्संहितां यस्यां वैश्रूयमाणायां कृष्णी परमपुरुषे भक्तिरुत्पद्यति पुंसशोकमोहोभयापहा श्रीमद्भागवतं पुराणममलं जद्वैष्णवानां प्रियं यस्मिन् पारमहंसमेकममलं ज्ञानं परं गीयते तत्र ज्ञानविरागभक्तिसहितं नैष्कर्म्यमाभिसुतम् तत्सुणंस पठन विचारण परो भक्त्या विमुच्ये नरो अर्थोऽयं ब्रह्मसूत्राणां भारतार्थो विनिन्न गायत्रीभाष्यरूपसौ वेदार्थो प्रीभूहितो सर्ववेदेतिहासानं सारं सारं समुद्रुतं सर्ववेदान्तसारं हि श्रीमद्भागवतं इष्यति कृष्ण भक्ति रस सरो श्रीमागवत कृष्ण भक्ति रस सरो श्रीमागवत ताते वेदो शास्त्र होइके परम महतो চারি বেদ উপনিষদে যত কিছু হয় চারি ব্যাস করিল সঞ্চয় তার যেই সুখে যেই বিষয়বচন ভাষ্য শুনিলে হই সর্বনাশ মায়াবাদী ভাষ্য শুনিলে হই সর্বনাশ ভাগবত পড়ো বৈষ্ণবীর চৈতন্য চরণী ভাগবত দিনা মানি সে যাবন সমাগ আরো সস্তা আছে জন্মি জন্মি প্রভু জম আরো সস্তা হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরি 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 রাম হরি রাম 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 হরি হরে হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে
নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায় নমো ভগবতি বাসুদেবায় নমো ভগবতি বাসুদেবায় শ্রীমদ্ভাগবতম এইথ ক্যান্টো চ্যাপ্টার 19 টেক্সট 5 Sarani koimang mahim.
Pradivirang
digvijaye. Navidanto goda juddho. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. It was in your dynasty that Hiranyaksha was born, carrying only his own club. He wandered the globe alone, without assistance, to conquer all directions, and no hero he met could rival him. Text 6. Jang vinirjitya krutsreno Vishnu khyodnar agatam Atmanu jayinam meni Tadvirjam bhurjanu smaran. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. When delivering the earth from the Garbhodaka Ossi, Lord Vishnu in his incarnation as a boar killed Hiranyaksha, who had appeared before him. The fight was severe, and the Lord killed Hiranyaksha with great difficulty. Later, the Lord thought about the uncommon prowess of Hiranyaksha. He felt himself victorious indeed. Text 7. Nisamyatadabadam bhrata Hiranyakasipu pura Hantum bhratruhanam kruddho Jagamo nilayam hare. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. When Hiranyakasipu heard the news of his brothers being killed, with great anger he went to the residence of Vishnu, the killer of his brother, wanting to kill Lord Vishnu. Text 8. Tangayantam samalokyo Sulapanin krutantavo Chintayama sakalagyo Vishnurmaya vinambara. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Seeing Hiranyakasipu coming forward, bearing a trident in his hand like personified death, Lord Vishnu, the best of all mystics and the knower of the progress of time, thought as follows. Text 9. Jato jato aham tatraso mrityu prana bhrutam ivo ato aham asya hrudayam Pravikhyami parak druso. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Wheresoever I go, Hiranyakasipu will follow me, as death follows all living entities. Therefore it is better for me to enter the core of his heart, for then because of his power to see only externally, he will not see me. Text 10. Evam sa nischitya ripo sariram Adhavato nirvibise asurendra Swasa nilantar hita sukma deho Tat pranarandrino vivigna chita. Evam, translation by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Vamandev continued, O king of the demons, after Lord Vishnu made this decision, he entered the body of his enemy, Hiranyakasipu, who was running after him with great force. In a subtle body inconceivable to Hiranyakasipu, Lord Vishnu, who was in great anxiety, entered Hiranyakasipu's nostril along with his breath. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is already in the core of everyone's heart. Ishvara Sarabhutanam Rudyasarjuna Tishtati. Bhagavad Gita 1861. Logically, there is Therefore, it was not at all difficult for Lord Vishnu to enter Hiranyakashipu's body. The word Vibhignacheta, very anxious, is significant. It is not that Lord Vishnu was afraid of Hiranyakashipu. Rather, because of compassion, Lord Vishnu was in anxiety about how to act for his welfare. He never does anything evil to any living entity. Again, another point, Sarvajoni Sukantaya Murtaya Sambhavatija Tasam Brahma Mahajoni Aham Bija Pradapita. You understand it? Bhagavad Gita Krishna says this thing. I am the seed-giving father. All the species, 84 lakhs of species are there. I am the seed-giving father, his supreme father. So all are his sons. So the father has natural love, affection, compassion for his children. So Krishna has love and affection, compassion for his children. You understand? So it is out of compassion the Supreme Lord Vishnu was thinking of how to act for his welfare. Therefore this would begin the anxiety. This word Vibhignacheta, very anxious, is used. You understand? This is the purpose. One should understand. Again you'll find in this Samahu Sarvabhuteshu Name Dasyasti Na Para. Na Priya. Name Dasyasti Na Priya. Samahu Sarvabhuteshu Name Dasyasti Na Priya. Do you understand? I am equal to one and all. Nobody is dear to me, nobody is not dear to me. All are equal. Do you understand? Yes. He is impartial. I am impartial for one and all. I am no partiality. That's a fact. But one may say, how will it be? Krishna becomes partial to the demigods, isn't it? And not partial to the things the demons are enemy, isn't it? He takes the side of demigods, never accept the side of demons. So how to say that is impartial? How can you say that he is equal? Isn't it? He acts in such a way as if demons are his enemies. Now how can we say that he is impartial? And what he says, is it true? No, it's not true. Samam sarvabhuteshu name dasyasti na priya. You understand? I am equal to one and all. I am impartial. I am never partial to anybody. But it is not true. Yes, he is partial to the demigods, is not partial to the demons. Rather, he treats them as enemy. But it is not so. This is apadvichar. Apparent consideration. But in tattva vichar you find really he is impartial. Really he is well-wisher. He does good to one another. Never does any evil to anybody. By killing the demons, he does good to them. You understand? His demoniac nature, demoniac body is killed. If a demon is killed by the hand of Lord Hari, he gets mukti. Then how do you say he does evil to the demon? Rather, does good to a demon, isn't it? Again, this Brahma Sangita says, Jastyendra Gopam Mathamindra Aho Swakarma Manhanu Rupa Phalabhadana Matanoti Karmani Nidhahanti Kinchita Bhakti Bhadam Govindam Adi Purusham Tamam Vadami. Impartially he gives the karma phala to one and all. Do you follow my language? Result of one's karma. Impartially gives. As you saw, so will you reap. Krishna's such arrangement is, law is there. What sort of karma you'll do, accordingly result you'll get. Isn't it? Accordingly result you'll get. And Krishna pours it impartially. One jiva has become Indra Gopa. That means a tiny insect, Indragopa, tiny insect, looks red. Generally, they are found in rainy season in sandy places. You understand? We say Indragopa. And why it has gotten such body? Because of his karma phala, previous karma phala, when he was man, human being. And another jiva has become Indra, evenly king. You understand? One has become Indra Gopa, another has become Indra. So tiny insect and great heavenly king Indra. How is it? Because of his karma phala. He has become Indra, heavenly king, and this jiva has become Indra Gopa. And impartially Krishna has offered it. Yes. You have done such activity, so that is the result for you. You get. You have done such activity, that is the result for him. He gets. Where is partiality? All are reaping the consequences of their karma, isn't it? Getting the result of their karma. Accordingly, they get birth. Isn't it? Accordingly, one gets birth. One gets the birth of the Indra Gopa, one gets the birth of Indra. One gets the birth of dog, one gets the birth of hog, one gets the birth of Brahman, one gets the birth of Kshatriya, like this. One gets the birth of beast, one gets the birth of bird, tree, mountain, isn't it, aquatic animal, isn't it? It's karma phala. Accordingly, one gets birth. And that goes on. You understand? We are saying, one in Chandra dynasty, Soma dynasty, there was a great king named Nahusha. You understand? Nahusha. Great king named Nahusha. He had committed many pious activities. He had done many pious activities. Therefore he became Indra. Heavenly king. You understand? He became heavenly king. One will become heavenly king. He will enjoy Sachi. Sachi is Indra's queen. You understand? Whoever will become heavenly king, Sachi will be his wife. You understand? So when Nausa became king of heaven, he acted wrongly with Sachi. You understand? Cheated her. You understand? Therefore, she committed some wrong. Again, he became so proud, puffed up, that I have become king of even now. See, he engaged the brahmanas to carry his palan queen. Yes. She became so puffed up and proud. Once he engaged Agastya Muni to carry his palan queen. So by chance, his feet touched the Agastya Muni, was carrying palan queen. The Agastya Muni became very angry and cursed him, "You become a snake. Get the birth of a snake." Then he got the birth of a snake. This is karma phala, the result of his activity. You understand? Yes, so many things are there. Again, it is also said that the Indra was born as a hog when he committed aparadha at Lord's feet, his guru Brihaspati. Brihaspati comes, then he got the birth of a hog. And this Nala Kubera Manigriva, two sons of Kubera, they got the birth of tree, twin Arjuna trees, because they acted in such a way, their karma. So Narada Muni cursed them. King Bharat got the body of a deer, you understand? And another story is there, episode is there in Purana, that one Brahmin was there, Vedajna Pandit, proficient in Veda, knows Veda, but Brahmin, he was a very greedy fellow. Once he ate the anna offered to the bhutas, pretas, ghosts, you understand? He ate it and also fed all his friends, Brahmin friends. So when they died, so in the court of Jamaraj, there was judgment. What will be their next birth? Jamaraj, Dharmaraj, he said they will be born as ghosts. Means a ghost, do you understand? Ghost means no gross body, it's supple body. It's ghost, very painful. That birth is very painful, to remain in a ghost body is very painful. If someone gets a gross body, gets some relief, do you understand? So therefore ghosts enter into some gross bodies to get some relief, very painful. So that Pandit Brahman said, what is our wrong? What wrong we did that will get this birth? Then Jamaraj says, Mahajan, oh yes, you have not acted your swadharma, do you understand? Not performed your swadharma. You are Brahman, but you ate the anna, you are so greedy that you ate the anna offered to ghosts. That Brahman cannot do so. So dharma vetikrama. You have violated the principle of dharma. Therefore this is the... Then they paid obeisance and became humble and said, all right, how can we be free from such birth? How can we be released from this ghost body? Birth? Then Dharmaraj said, you will all stay in a desert as ghosts. Once a Vaishnava will come there. You understand, Vaishnava sadhu would come there. In traveling, while traveling, he'll come there. So if you render service to him, get his blessings, then you'll be released from this special dhuta journey. That happened. Many, many years they stayed in the desert. So once a Vaishnava, all on a sudden, Vaishnava appeared there. He was wandering there, traveling. He was very much thirsty and hungry, that Vaishnava. So that Brahman Pandit was in ghost form, immediately understood, and immediately he became a tree. Ghost can assume any body also. You understand? He became a tree, gave him very cool shade. You understand? Worried Brahman, thirsty and hungry. And others, ghosts also assumed the body of human beings. They went there, paid him obeisances and asked, how can we serve you? Then that Vaishnava said, I am very thirsty and hungry. Please give me some food and drink. So immediately, who is the leader of their ghost party, that Vedangya Brahman, that Pandit Brahman, do you understand? Immediately he brought some nice cold water, some fruits, some roots. You cut somewhere. Then the ghost can drink also. Yes. If you can utilize them in service, they will do nice service. Yes. Otherwise they'll create all disturbances. Do you understand? Yes. So the Vaishnava uttered the name of Vishnu, did kirtan, offered that fruits, roots to Vishnu, ate it. Then his remnants he gave to this. And they got the remnants of the Vaishnava. Vaishnava was very much pleased with their service immediately. The ghost cannot eat, do you understand? The ghost only smell. When as soon as they smell that remnants of the Vaishnava, they got the demigod's body, very nice demigod's body. And they paid obeisance to their Vaishnava. Vaishnava became amazed, what is this? Then asked, what is the reason? Then they told everything. This, that is story. You understand? So you can understand how one gets the reaction of his karma. It's karma phala that cannot be destroyed. Karmani nidhanti kintu sa bhakti bhajan. But if someone comes to the path of devotion, sarvadharmān parityajya māme kum saraṇam vrajaham tam sarva pāpebhyo mukhyeṣaḥ mā śuca. You understand? If someone is intelligent, bhagyavan, fortunate, he comes for the association of sadhus and understands that I am Krishna Das. Then he completely takes shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna under the guidance of a sadhu guru. then his karma phala is destroyed. Otherwise it cannot be destroyed. No. Even the Mahabhadis, the Brahma Bhadis, their karma phala is not destroyed because they are not surrendered. Unless one surrenders to lotus, Krishna, only Krishna can destroy it. Nobody can. Karma nidanti into the bhakti bhadam. So it is not a fact that Krishna is impartial. No. One who surrenders unto him, he destroys. Krishna destroys his karma phala. You understand? And he becomes very dear to Krishna. And Krishna destroys this, what you say, this seed. That is avidya. It is avidya, ignorance. The seed is destroyed. It will never again fructify. One completely surrenders to the lotus feet of Krishna. It is not that Krishna is very partial. No, he is impartial. What karma you have done, he offers that result to you. What karma he has done, he gets. Impartial he gives. Where is the partial? But one surrenders completely, giving up all varieties of dharma, he becomes very dear. And Krishna destroys the seed of karma, that is avidya. No more fructification. Do you understand? This is impartiality of Krishna. How Krishna is very merciful. That you can understand. How Krishna is merciful, how Krishna is the Sruhudam, only well-wishing friend of all living entities. Among sarva-bhutes, how he is equal to one and all. That you can ask. This is kusta-tattva-vichara. Do you follow me? Killing the demons, he does good to them. It is not bad. Kills the demoniac nature, demoniac body. The next bath is a nice bath. You get mukti. You understand? It is not easy affair to understand the activity of the Krishna. It is inconceivable. It is inconceivable. Nobody can conceive. Baddha jiva, conditioned soul, four defects. Brahma pramada vipralipsa karanapatam, isn't it? You understand? Four defects he has. Karanapatam is senses are defective. Mind is the chief of the senses, is defective. How can you think of the inconceivable activity, leela of Krishna? You cannot. It's inconceivable. Janma-karma-samya divyam evam jobeti tattvatah tektva deham punarjana nayati sammangiti arjuna. It is said, my birth, my activities are not material, it is transcendental. One who can understand it in tattva, that will be his last birth here. After quitting this body, he will go to me, he will never come here, no rebirth. You understand? That it should be understood only tattva. No apadvichar is tattva-vichar. How can one know? Taddhidhi pranipate yena pariprasnena sevaya upadekhyanti te jnana jnanina tattva-darsina. One is serious, he must approach a tattva-darsi guru who knows tattva, who is the seer of the truth, is knower of the truth. Approach, surrender, serve him, satisfy him, please him, then humbly inquire. What is tattva behind it? Then, out of mercy, he'll impart that to jnana. By his mercy, you can have it. Achieve that. Otherwise, no other way. Then you can understand the tattva. The tattvas behind Krishna's activities, leela, will be revealed to you. Do you understand? Jasya deve parabhakti, jatha deve tatha guru. Vasishti kadidhayarta prakasanste mahatmana. Upanishad says, one who has bhakti, equally to Guru and Krishna. Equal bhakti to Guru and Krishna, equal. Only for him this tattva is revealed. Do you understand? This is the process, otherwise nobody can understand. Tattva vichar, and Krishna is merciful, sruhudam, well-wishing friend, he never does any evil, any bad, anybody. But we cannot understand it. We baddha jivas, conditions we cannot understand. We are completely covered up with ignorance. How can you understand? Therefore we find fault, the ignorant fools find fault in the activities of Krishna. Do you understand? tenth canto, I was telling about tenth canto, Bhagavatam, that is mentioned, is a very difficult thing to understand. Still, I tell you, if you can understand it. Krishna left Vrajabhumi. Akrura came, isn't it? Took Rama and Krishna to Mathura in his chariot. With all cowherd boys, cowherd men, women, girls, they were very distressed, felt the pangs of, acute pang of separation from Krishna. We cannot survive. Krishna is our life and soul. Especially gopis, you understand, headed by Radharani, cried, felt so much pang of, acute pang of separation, unbearable. They lie down under, in front of the chariot, let the wheel of the chariot roll, and our body let us die. But Krishna consoled them. Hey, don't become like that. I'll very soon come back. I have some work there, I'm going, I'll finish it, after finishing I'll come back. Don't be so distressed. I'll see. Well, he gave these words, his katha. So with this katha, these words, they survived. They didn't die. But Krishna didn't come. You understand? He didn't come. And they couldn't go there. Krishna is not coming here. So they are feeling day by day acute pain for separation from Krishna. They have given up, they are sleeping, they are eating everything, they become skinny, lying on the dust ground, you understand? Not putting on ornaments, not putting on nice saris, nothing, finished. Not taking care of the hair, is all scattered, you understand? Very skinny. Such pang of separation, heat of the viraha tap. You understand this heat? Burning, burning, their heart is burning, burning, burning. Get anxiety, thoughtful mood. Pagal unmada. That means mad fellow. What saying? Nobody can understand. The delirium of a madman. It's a delirium. Chitta dalpa. You understand? And such is the, because they have very intimacy, pure love. It's pure love with Krishna. Very intimate, such intimacy. And this is quite natural. Lover and beloved, they think each other. Gopis that were Radharani, they are thinking of Krishna. Krishna is also similar, thinking of them. Krishna couldn't go there, they couldn't come here. What to do? Krishna feels they also pang separation from the gopis of Radharani, and they are feeling pang separation from Krishna. It is similar. Then Krishna sends the message through his dear friend, very intimate, Uddhava. You understand? Uddhava Sandas. Uddhava. Uddhava, you go to Vrajabhumi, take this message, deliver them. They are feeling very distressed, and they are only survived. Just I have told them I will come. This thing, otherwise they would have died. Go. So Uddhav came. You understand? Then Uddhav came. Uddhava looks like Krishna, exactly like Krishna. You understand? The same age, same body, blackish body, you understand? Everything same. But no flute, no pickup kida. Everything same. You understand? Uddhava coming. Krishna is sending him his dear friend. You understand? Uddhava has come as a messenger, carrying the message of love, dutta. You understand? So gopis saw, and Krishna, Uddhava comes through this jungle path where the kunjas are there. Gopis saw, they are in pangs of separation, viraha, moving there like mad women, you understand? asking every tree, every creeper, oh, have you seen Shyama? Have you seen Krishna? Is he coming? Then they saw someone is coming, exactly looking like Krishna. The one gopi says, Sakhi, ini kego, who is he? He looks like Krishna. Ini kego, who is he? Oh dear, our companion. He looks like Krishna, but no peak of feather, no flute. So he's not Krishna. Looks exactly like Krishna, but not Krishna. Because no flute, no peak of feather. So he's not Krishna. So Krishna came nearer, nearer. You understand? Seeing him, they could understand, oh, you have come from Mathurapati, Jadupati. Because Krishna has become Jadupati now, Mathurapati now, they are dressed in that name, never says the other name, because they cheated us. Krishna has cheated us. You understand? Oh, you have come from him as a Duta messenger. Oh, you black fellows, unreliable fellows. Oh, black fellows, just black fellows, this Varna, Samvarna, yeah, all the black. Then they went to Radharani. Radharani was lying unconscious, fainting, lying, sometimes waking, sometimes lying. It's so mad. Do you understand? It's out of pangs, feelings, pangs of Sita, Sita, Krishna. So it is a Chitra Jalapa. When some Radhani feels such acute pang of separation from Krishna and sees Krishna's intimate friend, Sruhuda. So great anger is there in the heart. You understand? Inside is anger, great anger. And outside is like madman, delirium, speaks. So speaking is there. That is known as Chitra Jalapa. You understand? Chitra Jalapa. There is all mentioned in Ujjvala Nilamani. Rupa Goswami has mentioned. It has 10 types. I'm not going to tell you that thing. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, it is there also. Such verses are mentioned. And it's Rupa Goswami has described it. So Uddhava went with the gopis to Radharani. So Radharani saw, then Radharani, like madman's delirium, she spoke. Exactly, it's a strange coincidence at that time a dark black bumblebee has come there. You understand? Black bumblebee. You understand? That bumblebee, Radharani's face, Radharani's feet, palm, it's all like lotus. The bumblebee is humming and moving around it. Face, palm, black bee, get out here! You black people, unreliable. Why have you come here? Why have you come here? You have come as a messenger from your master? I could understand it. You have come as Buddha is standing there. Radhani is telling to Dhamma,